Welcome to Rehob KEC Talk. Meet May Avril, and tonight, tonight's topic is the huge relief of the cards on the cards of Drakenstein municipality ratepayers. Ons gesels nou met die onderburgemeester van Drakenstein munisipaliteit, Alderman Gert Combrink en David Frans, voorsitter van die Parel Ratepayers Association. Nou, jy kan saamgesels deur vir ons ietsie te stuur na ons WhatsApp nommer 0824141077 en selfs op ons Facebookblad. Dis nou KC se Facebookblad. Meneer, welkom op KC. Hoe gaan dit nog?
Baie dankie, Avril, en goeienaand aan al jou luisteraars. Nee, wat, ons gesprek vet en gezond, dankie.
David?
Naand, Avril, baie dankie vir die geleentheid, en ook naand aan Raadsheer Gert, goed om weer te sien, en hopelijk kan ons baie meer inlichting aan die inwoners van die Drakenstein oordra vanaand, en klarigheid en helderheid kry rondom dit, en dan goed kan communikeer rondom hierdie somtijds een duistere saak vir baie mense daar buiten.
Ja, baie mense wat een bykie warm onder die kraag gewees het die afgelopen tyd.
Ja, beslis.
En ek dink ons hoop om het dan vanavond ook doen bykie dat daar geen meer warmte onder die kraag is nie. A counselor, why has the value of properties in Drakenstein increased so significantly?
Well, according to two independent companies that did research, Business Tech and African Investor, 150,000 retirees semigrated to the Western Cape and specifically to the Cape Winelands area in the last year from Gauteng and up north somewhere. According to the property rates also went up by between 59 and 119% over the last 10 years. Now, if you take that, our property rates went up with this last valuation roll by 60% on residential properties, 65% on farms, and 35% on businesses. Now, if you take ours, the previous one was 18% on average on the valuation roll. So if you take the 60 plus the 18, you get to 78, which is slap bang in the middle of that 59% to 119%. So we are in the middle of it. Our previous valuation, as I said, went up by 18%. And then we must also remember on that previous valuation roll, that was done when COVID started. And after COVID, the economy was in a downturn, and it took a while for properties to pick up again. And everybody wants to come to the Western Cape, and specifically to the Cape Winelands area. And that's why there's a higher demand on properties, and that's what makes your property value increase. So it's good for the person who wants to sell, but it's not so good for the person who wants to stay, because then your tariffs goes up.
Response from your side?
Yeah, there's a bit of sweet and sour with this, as Gert has highlighted, in terms of that, and we understand the issue of the influx, the semigration, which has pushed up values. But what is, in fact, a reality is that the property valuations are now more aligned to an actual resale value. I think they're marginally probably between 5 and 10%. Under a market expected value. So yes, I think for the homeowner it gives that clarity. But it does also highlight the fact that the properties were undervalued, and those were issues that we also had with the municipality. But I think luckily that has been sorted out now with the latest valuation. And that is good. That's a good sign for the municipality and also for the ratepayers. Although it came as a shock for a lot of people with the increase in the values. But I think it's in line with market reality.
Yeah, that's true, David. We had a discussion. I had 12 different discussion groupings where we discussed the whole valuation role, how it came about, etc. We started off in Valdevie, and they said that for once we are now on par with what is happening out there. And then I test some of the properties in the area where I live, and my one neighbor about 6 months ago sold his property, and I looked at the two valuation rolls, the 21 and the 24, and I saw that his property went up from 5.6 million to 12 million. I thought, hell, that's almost a groot slik op die bottle. Yeah. And then I phoned him and I said, listen, would you mind sharing with me what you got for your property? And he said 12.8 million. So then I thought, okay, well, that's fine. And what you said is probably in line with whatever to 10%. And I worked that percentage out. And that worked out to 6.6% under the sale value. And the act is clear. You must value properties at the going concern value or the so hulle sê die gewillige koper, gewillige verkoper buys. So if you sell your property after the valuation within a couple of months, you should get what on the municipal valuation that all stands, plus like the example that I used, 6.6%.
Yeah. Well, I've got a similar example. A house in the neighborhood where I stay was sold for 2.2 and the valuation is 2.1. So it's a 4 to 4.5% difference.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
Before voor ons verder gaan, wil ek net vir jou sê, indien een van ons is wat graag wil weet hoe hulle belasting daar gaan uitsien na 1 juli, dis nou 2025, moet jy gerus ingeskakel bly, hoe kan jy en hoe weet jy en wat bedrag en al die goedjies, ons gaan so aan die einde van die program gaan ons dan ook daar oor gesels, en moet nie weggaan nie, want ons gaan definitief daar oor gesels. And please explain the capping principle to us and why is it regarded a game changer?
Sorry, Avril, I just want to, on what you said to the listeners just now, if they want to phone in after the last session or last questions, they must be ready with the current valuation plus the new valuation, and then other information which they get on the municipal account, like the, is it a 60 amp, a 40 amp, a 50 amp connection, how many units do they use? And then also, do they have one or two or three toilets? And the water meter, is it a 15 millimeter connection or a 20 millimeter? Doesn't really matter, because if you confirm or you compare the 1 year to the next year, 15 stays 15 and 20 stays 20. So if they can just gather that information now, and when we talk after the last question and we run it through our tariff calculator, then we can use proper data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if we look at the capping principle, when we looked at our valuation role and we saw that lots of people were in the category of 100% up to 200% increase in property valuation. Now, what that means, if you must tax that, you've got a tariff, which you call with a property rates tariff, and that is at present 0.007749. And you can only by law bring that down to a certain extent. But you can never the reach from somebody with a valuation of 2%, increase in valuation of 2% versus one that's 200%. You can only bring your tariff for everybody to a certain level. So we went and we brought that tariff down by 22.5%. So that gives you then a 0.00606. That's a new tariff, but that still does not cater for that persons with a 200% increase in property value. If you don't do something else, then we had a discussion with COCTA. Now, COCTA is the Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Department. They are the custodians of the National Property Rights Act, your NPRA. And we asked them, what can we do? And we were talking about capping. Capping means put a maximum amount that your tax can go up on property rates. You cap it at a certain level. And they said to us, okay, the first thing that the Act allows you is you can bring that rate down. That helps a bit, but it doesn't solve the problem, because you've got people from left to right, from growing by 2% versus growing by 200%. So it will not solve that problem. Then we said, okay, can't we bring the whole valuation roll down by, let's say, 10 or 20 or what percent? Then they said, no, you are going to distort your valuation market, which is true. What David said just now, we are now in line with what it should be. So we said, okay, that plan will also not work. And then we discussed the capping business with COCTA. And in writing, they said, okay, fine, we can cap as long as we cap only at 12.5 and not higher than that. So that's where we got this 12.5% from. And when we use the calculator a little bit later on, I will show how it works, and nobody's going to pay more than 12.5% calculated on their previous tax that they are paying. And that's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Never has this been done in the Western Cape, or as far as I can gather, in South Africa. And other municipalities will follow. Because if you look at Stellenbosch did theirs a year or two ago, and some of the other municipalities I talked to, the one said they must do theirs next year. So the line is lying in the long grass and waiting for them. They're going to have the same high escalation. It's only next year or the year after that.
David, it is...
I've got a few questions flowing from what Gert has said now, and these were things we grappled with at our, we had a ratepayers meeting on Monday, and it wasn't quite clear exactly what was meant by the capping, and it, I must say the explanation given has offered some clarity. However, there's still a few things that are not clear, because there's actually a hybrid issue here, because you've mentioned three things. First option being the cent in the rand, which you've already dropped by 22%, which is fair, and I think there would have been a major outcry if that was not done.
Absolutely.
Then people would complain. So the second option, the lowering, that we agree with that. So that would be contradictory to the value of the market-related or the principle of the market-related value of the property. And then the third one is to cap property rates. So that's the cent in the rand that you're going to cap.
No.
The
cent in the rand multiplied by your valuation gives you the amount
rate.
Per year, divided by 12 gives you the amount per month. And then that, year on year, should not be more than 12% higher.
Yeah, but again, that relates to the valuation of the property.
Yes.
And then the cent in the rand is what has been reduced. And I think this is where there's a bit of a grey area in terms of that. So the rate is what is calculated on the cent in the rand and the valuation of the property.
Yeah.
And the increased amount to be paid should not be more than 12.5%.
Exactly.
And so that's it. But for most people, it's going to be in the vicinity of 7 to 8%. It's for those uitskieters wat hulle van praat, those properties that were previously undervalued and have suddenly been valued at a much higher rate. So theirs will be capped at 12.5%.
Yeah.
But now that's going to be a once-off, because what we tend to forget is that over the next four budget years, the municipality does, to cover for inflation, increase the cent in the rand valuation.
Yes.
Or the rate, the cent in the rand rate. So that being said, these increases can be 12.5% for each of the outer years. Or not more than that, at least.
Not more than that. Because your valuation role stays the same for the next 4 years, except for new properties that comes in.
Of course.
So we will have to cap for the four outer years on 12.5%. And then you can increase your rate, the cent in the rand tariff, to keep up with inflation.
Yeah, but the cent in the rand would be then linked to the 12.5%. You actually couldn't increase the cent in the rand by more than 12.5% either, if I'm understanding it correctly.
No, it's a different thing. The cent in the rand multiplied by your property valuation gives you the annual tax that you must pay, divided by 12.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing to do with the 12.5%. The 12.5% is just how much more are you going to pay? It shouldn't be more than 12.5% of the previous amount that you are paying. So if I... And the capping stops it there. Let's say, for instance, we bring our cent in the rand up to the present one. Mm. And you multiply that with the property. The capping will force it down. So for instance, let's say it comes out that you are now going to pay 30% more. The capping will stop it at 12.5.
Okay. But what it does in effect say is that you can have a 12.5% increase over the next 4 years before the next valuation.
Only if you've got a property that's very high in value.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So the people with the very high valued properties which have doubled or trebled in their value will benefit from this capping process.
Yeah.
But eventually they will catch up to the actual cent in the rand value that they should be paying.
Yeah.
Okay. Nou that's fine. It gives a lot more clarity. Thank you.
Okay. Ja, so gesels ons gaste hierso, indien jy wil saam gesels ons Facebook blad, dit is Casey se Facebook blad, as jy welkom dan ook om enige kommentaar daar te gee, en ook ons WhatsApp nommer, dit is 082-414-1077. Ons gesels oor wat daar is vir ander property, the property evaluations. Nou ja, die nommer 082-414-1077.
time with better love.
And welcome back on KC Talk. And with us, we have the Deputy Mayor of Drakenstein Municipality, Alderman Gert Kombrink, and also David Frost, Chairperson of the Paul Ratepayers Association. And jy kan nog steeds gesels saam met ons, ons Facebookblad op KC se Facebookblad. Vroeger, net voor die break, het ons gepraat dan ook van die, ek net seker maak, dis die, the capping of principle. Please explain to us, and they start explaining to us, gaan die beginsel wat julle so pas voor die breek gepraat het van ook op ons landelike eiendom eienaars toegepas word?
Everal, ja. Jy moet onthou jou sent in die randtarief is vir plase en eiendomme in die dorp presies dieselfde. Die wet sê jy kan net 1 sent in die randtarief hê en dis hoekom ons hom nou met 22% verlaag van 0.007749 na 0.006055 in die volgende finansiële jaar. Maar die positiewe kant daarvan is die plase kry allemaal volgens wetgewing 75% rebate op die erfbelasting. Want onthou, jy gee nie op die plase dieselfde dienste as wat jy in die dorp gee nie. Meeste van hulle het eer rioleringsaanleg hier en hy het nie vullisverwyder nie, hy reis goed na die Wellingtonse damp toe en so aan. En dan het die plaas een additionele 10% rabat wat hulle kry vir plaaswerker akkommodasie, as hulle vir die plaaswerkers skoon water gee, as hulle elektrisiteit verskaf, en as hulle vir die plaaswerkers, ek vertaal nou vinnig hieruit my wat as hulle vir hulle plek gee om hulle mense te begrawe, en as hulle help met die opvoeding van die kinders, skole en so aan. So dan kry hulle extra 10%. En dan sê die COGTA het vir ons gelyk gegee, ons kan vir hulle 'n bietjie van 'n ekstra inbou, maar ons mag nie meer as 'n 50% rabat inbou nie, want onthou, plaas word gemultipurpose. Hy het landbou, hy het dalk besigheid, hy het dalk 'n venue, en dan het hy 'n woonhuis, en so dis residensieel besigheid, en dan die plaas. So die plaas gedeelte kry die 75 plus die 10% rabat. Toe het hulle gesê, die eiendomsbelasting kan ons op 50% cap vir landbou eiendomme in die 25-26 finansiële jaar, en daar is 1609 landbou eiendomme wat gaan baat vind hierby.
Yeah, thanks for that. In the break, we actually touched on a lot of these issues, and when we talk about the rural areas and we go back to the capping, and the discussion related to whether it's revenue that the municipality would be subsidizing in some way, but it's not that. It's revenue that they won't be getting in based on the fact that rates are capped at the 12.5%. So that on the one hand, it's beneficial then to the owners in terms of cash flow and expenditure that they are not being hit with the full increase in their valuations, but it'll be an incremental increase. So what's actually being said with that is it's going to be a catch-up process, but over a period spread over the 4 years of this valuation cycle. So the heads-up must go out to those property owners who have experienced these massive increases, that they actually prepare, but that it won't be a massive increase in one shot, but it'll be incremental. But all we'd like to say from the ratepayers' point of view is that as long as that's fair and just to all, that it's that the one is not subsidizing the other one, but that the municipality is doing everything in its power to bring in all revenue that they can all of the time. Because a better spread of revenue makes it better for all of us.
Yeah, interesting factor, David. What we found is there are some properties that came down in valuation, which were valued too high in the past. And then in the end, they've got a negative increase in tax. So they pay less in for the whole basket for the next year. Because you must remember, currently the first 220,000 rand is exempted from property rates.
Yeah.
15,000 per the act and 205,000 as
but that's actually been increased now.
Pardon?
That's actually been increased.
Yeah, but it is increasing.
Yes.
The current
or
one
it will
now,
be, yes.
As we sit now. That yes. So it's 205 by council decision plus 15 is 220.
Yeah.
Now council decided last Friday 15,000 as per the act and 335 from council.
Yeah.
Now, if you take that off certain properties, you might also get a decrease in property rates. So it's a very complex situation, and you must try and cater for everybody. But if your property was valued lower, I cannot discriminate against you and say, no, I'm going to draw up the cent in the rand.
Yeah.
That doesn't work like that.
I think we're dealing with exceptions in many cases where there's very few who've been devalued, and there are very few that have experienced the massive valuation increase. But the ballpark of probably 80 to 90% or even 95% of properties are all within the ballpark of acceptability, of absolute market value, and between, as we spoke in the break, between a 6 and a 9% on average increase. 7.1 is what the municipality has made provision for, but obviously by way of average, some might get 6, some might get 9, or a little bit more, or a little bit less.
Yeah, and a lot, 12.5%.
Yes, that's the uitskieters.
Those
with the exceptionally high increase in valuations.
Yeah. Jy ons gepraat nou oor die landelike eiendom eienaars wat toegepas word, die beginsel wat op hulle toegepas word. En hoe gaan dit die besigheidseienaars affekteer?
Overal die besigheidseienaars op hierdie stadium die reisies het hulle waardasies gestyg met 35% en hulle tarief word ook met 22.5% afwaarts aangepas. En dan dis nou vir al jou alle besighede. En dan is daar 'n verdere rabat vir die buitestedelike besighede wat van 30%. Hy kry nie die dienste hier binne wat die ander besighede hier binne kry nie, so ons moet vir hulle ook ietsie teruggee. So dit help vir hulle wat ver van die senter van die dorp is en eintlik maar ook ver van die voete af is wat die besigheid kan bedien. So dit is hoe die besigheidseienaars geaffekteer gaan word.
Ons hoor ook daar is opwindende nuwe initiatief vir ons pensionarisse. Dit is oor die 60 in die pipeline. Vertel ons meer daarvan. Wat is dit?
Ja, bro, ons het tot die gevolg gekom. Baie pensionarisse het die opmerking al by my gemaak. Ek en my vrou bly alleen in die huis. Die kinders is allemaal uit die huis uit. Dit is 'n groot huis. Hy is afbetaal, maar die belasting en die assuransie en al die kostes gaan my uit my huis uitdryf. Ek gaan moet kleiner gaan. Jy hoor dit baie in die straat. En toe het ons gesê, maar oké, op die huidige kan een pensionaris aansoek doen vir 10% korting op sy eiendomsbelasting. Toe het ons na model gaan kyk om te sê, alle eiendomseienaars oor die ouderdom van 60, kry automatisch 5%. Jou ID-nommer staan binnen in die finansiële stelsel. So hy sal het self daar optel en vir jou 5% teruggee. En dan het ons gesê, soos ons vandag hier sit, die pensionaris wat die 10% kry, moet aan sekere kriteria voldoen en hy moet onder R30,000 per maand verdien. Dan kan hy die volle 10% kry. Toe het ons die 30,000 opgestoot na 35 en gesê, indien jy kom bewys lewer daarvan en kom aansoek doen, dan kan jy nog 'n additionele 10% kry. Om te kyk of ons nie ons pensionaris ook op 'n manier kan behulpsaam wees nie, want ons wil nie mense uitluis, uitdryf, net omdat die al die koste so opgaan nie.
I think we should just separate the word pensioner or person over 60. Because there's two principles here. Yeah. The one being for persons over 60 who are not necessarily pensioners. Mm. So that being said, those people will get the automatic, what is it, 5% or 10%? 5%. So everybody over 60, which includes me. So, so I will get an automatic 5% reduction. Mm. However, if I were a pensioner, then with the means test as indicated, then I could get that additional 10%.
Absolutely.
So,
question was asked to me as well, what about a person who's got a family trust and his house is in the family trust? How are we going to handle that person? So I threw the financial guys with that question and they said there's always a oprichter van die trust. And normally that's
the creator of the trust,
The owner of the property. And we took one of my friends, send his trust documents to me, and I gave it to the financial guys. They said, that's not going to be picked up automatically in the system. Yeah. We will have to communicate that to all our persons over 60. You must please send your trust documents in, and then maybe affidavit that I am the owner of this trust or the creator of the trust or whatever, so that that person does not miss out on this 5%.
You've used a very important word, Gert, and that's communication, and I think that is key. And if this type of conversation we're having with each other and with Avril is going to succeed in communicating these things, then so much the better. And I want to put it out there to the residents and the ratepayers listening now, that they also communicate with us, the ratepayers, but also with the municipality wherever there are any issues.
I think that's very important, that what you said just, David, is that if you don't understand or you don't understand everything that was said of wat gesê is nou vanaand, moet nie huiver om na die municipaliteit te gaan en te sê, verduidelik het vir my nou, laat ek het dan ook kan verstaan. So hulle kan het ook doen, hè?
Yes, enige tyd.
En ons gepraat nou van die, hoe David ook gesê, van die mense op de 60 jaar en dan die pensionarisse. Is daar enige goeie nuus dan ook vir ons deernisgevalle wat inwoners betref?
Avril, ons het die mees, sal ek sê, gawe deernisbeleid in die Weskaap en ook in die land. Die nationale tesorie sê ons moet vir die deernismense 554 rand gee. Ons gee tans 1454 rand is die pakkie wat die mense ontvang. Maar deel van die pakkie is jou eerste 700.000 rand op jou huis eiendom is nie belasbaar nie. Maar nou deernismense se huise het maar net soos ek en jy se huis opgegaan, David. En toe ons gaan sit en gaan kyk, ons kan ons nou sekere datastringe trek uit die stelsel uit. Toe gaan kyk ons nou hoe lyk daai spesifieke deernisgevalle se behuising. Toe kom ons tot die gevolgtrekking dat ons gaan daai 700.000 rand perk opstoot na 'n miljoen rand toe. Sodat die deernis ou nie op daai ander 300 wat sy huis dalk nou meer werd is, moet belas word nie.
Ja.
Laat jy hom terugtrek uit daai uit. So daai is die groot ding wat ons ingebou het, maar verder kry hulle almal hulle 85 units krag verniet, hulle eerste 6 kiloliter water verniet, sy eerste toilet wat hy in die huis het kry verniet, vullis verwydering kry verniet.
En dan was ek heel wat mens wat ons dan gesmyl daar is om te sê dit wat julle nou wil doen, ze gaan vir ons in die water pas. Ons gaan vir 'n breek en jy is welkom om saam met ons te gesels. Die nommer in die ateljee is 082-414-1077 of selfs jou inset te lewer op ons Facebookblad, dis Kasie se Facebookblad. En ons is net na die volgende musiek, is dan ons weer terug saam met jou.
Deep inside we knew. past. And new love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Ingeskakel op jou program, dis Casey Talk, en ons gesels dan ook waardasie, property evaluation, ook en ja, interessante onderwerp wat ons vandag ook dan gesels my gaste in die atelier, dis niemand anders nie as David Frost, hy ons van die Parel Repairs Association en dan ook die onderburgemeester van Drakenstein Municipaliteit, dis Alderman Gert Kombrink. Iets wat jy nog wil bijvoeg of wil vraag, David, in verband met die deernis gevallen?
Ja, ek kom baie belangrike of interessante goed in die gesprek tydens die breek na vore. En dit gaan juist oor die deernis gevallen en jy weet, die gedachte daar buiten ontstaan dat, ja, dis die ouens wat die belastings betaal, wat eindelijk die deernis gevallen subsidieer. So, hoekom is die municipaliteit dan so vrygewig met dit wat dan van ander mense sou kom? En die antwoord wat ek gekry het, en miskien moet raadsheer Ger dan antwoord daarop, want dit gaan baie probleme uit die weg uitruim, of verkeerde gedagtes uit die weg ruim.
Dankie David. Dit is baie belangrik. Die staatse kas word verdeel in drie komponente. Die eerste komponent van die fiskus gaan na die nasionale regering toe. Dit is so om en by 55-54% van die totale geld. Dan die volgende x aantal persent, as ek reg onthou, is hier by die 30-36 daar rond. Moenie my net syfer hou nie asseblief. En dan die laaste 11% gaan na munisipaliteite toe. Wat ek het nog hulle doring in my vlees daaroor dat dit so min is, want die ekonomie begin in 'n B-munisipaliteit nêrens anders te nie. En ons moet sorg dat die dienste gelewer word en laat ons die ekonomie aan die groei kry. Maar daai komponent wat na die munisipaliteit toe kom, noem hulle equitable share wat ons kry. Dis nou boonbehalwe die ander grants. En die equitable share is spesifiek geontwerp om vir deernisgevalle te gebruik. So ons volledige deernis word uit equitable share uit befonds, nie uit die normale belasting uit my en jou sak uit wat in die belastingkas van die munisipaliteit inkom nie. As jy nou die argument bietjie verder vat, dan kan jy sê, maar ons betaal almal salarisbelasting aan die nasionale regering en hy gebruik nie maar net my en jou belasting om weer terug te gee as equitable share. Dit is 'n ander argument daai. Maar nee, ons hele ons hele deernis word daai uitgefinansier en op hierdie stadium vir reisies, ek het vanoggend die maartmaand deernis state gekry wat raad toe moet gaan en ek kyk altyd eerste na waar staan ons met die begroting. En daar is nog 3 maande oor, het ons nog genoeg geld in die kas om dit te maak. En op die stadium vir reisies lyk het vir my ons gaan so 5,5 miljoen rand onder die begroting wees op die deernisgevalle. Maar dis nou wat jy moet bestuur, nee. Ons doen elke 6 maande wat ons doen wetting, wat ons die kyk of die ouens nog, of hulle nie dalk intussen werk gekry het. Daar is mense wat dit vir ons doen op 'n kontrakbasis.
Baie dankie.
Okay. Nou die nasionale energie reguleerder van Suid-Afrika, dis nou NERSA soos ons dit ken, het vroeër 'n groot mate elektrisiteit tariefverhoging, ek dink dis van 11,32% vir Eskom goedgekeur. Nou, Alderman, beteken dit dat die inwoners van Drakensberg se kragrekeninge met dieselfde persentasie in die nuwe boekjaar sal opslaan gaan, opstyg?
Ons het by die raad aanbeveel en die raad het dit so goedgekeur dat ons 1% minder vra as wat die Eskom gekry het. So ons beveel aan dat ons 10,32% na die verbruiker toe deurgee. Maar ek moet net by sê, ons aansoek is in by NERSA, want NERSA keur nou ons tarief ook goed. En ons moes 'n cost of supply study gedoen het. Elke munisipaliteit moet dit doen. Julle sal onthou, laas jaar was daar 'n groot hoeha gewees wat NERSA klomp goedgekeur het en hulle was hof toe gevat en 100 munisipaliteite kon toe nie nuwe tariewe inbring nie omdat hulle het nie 'n cost of supply chain cost of supply study gedoen nie. Nou daai cost of supply is 'n tool wat National Treasury op hulle website het wat ons gebruik om daai jy val al jou in. Dis 'n verskriklike werk. Maar jy moet dit doen, want jy moet kan bewys, hoekom wil ek 10.32 deurgee? Hoekom wil ek nie dalk net 9 of 8 of 7 deurgee nie? Jy moet kan bewys wat al jou kostes is, van die laaste moertjie en boukie in oortyd en voertuig wat loop en aankope en verliese op die netwerk, al die goed bou jy daarin.
Is van jou kontak vir wat jy nog bou?
Nee, ek dink hierdie is die grootste groot probleem wat die belastingbetalers het, is die kumulatiewe effek van al hierdie verhogings.
Ja.
Nou, dis 'n 7% hier en 'n 12% daar, en NERSA en Eskom is 'n doring in die vlees vir meeste mense. Ja. En as 'n mens kyk wat hulle wil verder doen met betrekking tot sonkrag wat gebruik word deur mense, dit dan wek het die mens tot kommer, maar daar is dinge op nasionale vlak wat verkeerd geloop het en hopelijk sal die nuwe regering van nasionale eenheid hierdie dinge kan beter aanspreek en laat beter vlot.
En ons verstaan ook dat ons munisipaliteit, dat Drakensberg munisipaliteit, eersdaags ook so 20,6% meer sal moet betaal vir baie van ons grootmate water. Nee, dat is ook een ander aspect. En gaan dat ons waterrekeninge ook opjaag, soos David ook gesê, alles gaan op, oorals word daar presentasie opgesit en geplaas.
Ja, Avril, dit het my ook een bietjie dwarsnikker opgesteek. Ek het Kaapstadse tariewe wat hulle voorstel hier by my. En ja, 25-26 gee hulle vir ons 20,6% deur. Maar dan van 26-27 vir die volgende 4 jaar, beplan hulle om 23% te vra, elke jaar. Dan in die 5de jaar 24%. Nou, net soos wat ons nou in April IDP's vergaderings het en mense kan kom insette lever op die begroting en op ons tariewe en alles, net so gaan ons vir Kaapstad aanvat op die 20,6 of hulle sê julle is buite orde. En waar kom dit vandaan? Dit werk nie vir ons nie, dit gaan nie vir ons buurmunisipaliteit te werk nie, want ons kry allemaal water van stad Kaapstad af. So ons gaan nog daar een bietjie beklei hee, maar ons het toe gaan sit en gesê, ons trek een sekere tyd van die jaar een bietjie water, vooral in die winter, waar die waterkwaliteit in die bergevuur beter is, trek ons water uit en ons pomp om berg op en ons jaag om dier die ding daar boe, of dier die suiveringsaanleg. Ons het twee damme op die berg wat so bietjie water bygee, so ons het dan een bietjie van een buffer wat ons mee kan werk. So ons het om teruggewerk en gesê, gegewe as ons nie daai 20,6 kan afbeklei nie, moet ons ongelukkig 7,7% aan die publiek deurgegee. Sou ons die geveg wen en daai ding kom af, dan gaan ons my maand raad toe, want jy kan tariewe altyd afbring, of percentageverhogings op jou goed, kan jy afbring, maar nadat jy maart maand om die raad gesit, kan jy nie opgaan nie. Jy kan, die wet sê, jy kan net opgaan in die jaar, wanneer jy kan bewys, jy is bankrot, en jy moet jou tariewe lig om te oorleef. Nou, ons is gelukkig ver daarvan af.
Your response, David?
I'm not sure if I'm understanding it properly, but yes, the City of Cape Town has proposed for their residents a 20.6%. And they are automatically passing that same increase on to Drakenstein, who is a bulk purchaser of water from them. Yeah. And I think from our side, that's pretty rich, because considering that the catchment area and the two major dams that they get water from are actually in our municipal area. Okay, we know Wemmershoek is now in the Franschhoek area, but traditionally it was always in the Paul area.
Wemmershoek is in Paul.
Is it? Okay.
And Tierwaterskloof is, ach, not Tierwaterskloof.
Voorvleet.
Voorvleet in Paul, also. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then it's on the border.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Okay, very much so. Yeah. Okay. I thought the river might have separated, but that being said, yeah, I think it's a little bit rich, and I want to wish the municipality good luck with their fight against the City of Cape Town, because that is an excessive increase, and I don't know what justification they've got to say why they propose a 20% increase.
I'm also not sure why they do it, but I know that Stellenbosch is in on the fight with us, and of course Stellenbosch gets a lot of their water from Cape Town as well, and I think Swartland the same. So there are more than one of us that's going to scream and shout. And hopefully they'll lower it.
And considering the politics, was there any consultation with the municipal areas?
They send you this piece of paper and say, yeah, hold that into your budget.
I will not comment.
Nou, tyd het daar vir ons rechtig ingehaal. Nou, ons laaste vraag wat ons graag wil vraag is, ek wil hê dat Alderman Gert Kombrink dan vir ons ook verduidelik, hoe kan die man in die straat bereken as het kom by die belasting wat daar gaan wees na die 1 juli?
Everal, ek het die tarief calculator hier voor my oop op my rekenaar. Dit is 'n Excel gebaseerde calculator wat die CFO en Ian Engelmore in die span ontwikkeling. Ian Engelmore is die ou met die brains agter hierdie ding. Hy is 'n CA gekwalifiseer. En as jy na die calculator kyk, hy gaan van maandag op ons website wees en enige ou kan hom daar gebruik. Die eerste blokkie wat jy kry, vra vir jou, what is your current property valuation? Nou, ek gaan een somme gebruik vinnig wat in my area is, want ek ken die syfers uit my kop uit. 5,6 miljoen was die waarde gewees voor die nuwe waardasie en toe het hy opgegaan na 12 miljoen toe. So ek gaan nou gogo daar, 1, 2, 3. So as ek daai twee syfers ingesit het, dan gaan hy onder toe af my dit afneem, of gaan hy dit vir my uitwerk. Dan vraag hy vorentoe vir jou, is jy 60 jaar en ouer? En hy het 'n drop-down menuukie langs die kant, wat sê, yes or no? En ek gaan sê, ja, want die ou was 60. Dan sê hy vir jou, do you receive indigent subsidy? Jy moet hom ook invul, dan sê ek, nee, die ou is nie indigent nie. Dan gaan ons oor na water toe. What is your water meter size? Nou, dit kan van 15 mm op tot by 150 mm wees, maar meeste huishoudings is 15. Ek het 15 bijvoorbeeld. What is your tariff? Nou, die tariff is 'n glyskaal, of is 'n flat tariff. Nou, allemaal van ons is maar op die sliding scale. Dan vraag ek my, hoeveel water gebruik jy? Kom ons sê my argument is onthalwe 10. kiloliter, dan sê hoe groot is jou erf. Jy moet daai syfer ook hê, en die ou se erf was 1300 gewees. Right, en dan vraag hy hoeveel toilette het jy, ding, en hy het net 2 toilette in daai groot huis gehad. Maar ek net hierdie syferkie net aftrek van die masjien af. Daar sê, oké, nou gaan jy aan en dan vraag hy vir jou elektrisiteit. Do you have a prepaid meter? Nou, ek weet, hy het nie een gehad nie, maar so hy gaan nou dan die volgende vraag my vraag, hoeveel fase krag het jy? Ek gaan sê, of nee, hy vraag, wat is jou, dis een fase, en dan gaan hy vraag, wat is jou amperage? En ek weet, hy ouse huis is 60 amp, so dan klik jy die 60 blokkie, en hoeveel eenhede gebruik hy? Hy gebruik so 900 eenhede, en dan refuse is die laaste ene hier, hy vraag vir jou, het jy 1 wheelie bin 2, 3 tot by 9, ek weet, is een normale huishouding uit 1. As jy dan een bykie aangaan, dan gee jy vir jou een summary, wat al die goed wie ingesit het, vir jou hier links wys, en aan die rechterkant gee jy vir jou estimated monthly bill, dan gee jy die juli 24 tot 25 se syfers, en dan na die rechterkant toe gee jy vir jou die syfers, hoe dit gaan lyk vanaf 1 juli 2025, en hier kom hy 12,5%, en David staan nou langs my en kyk na die syferkies hier op die bord, so hier kap hy hom op 12,5%, en daar is jou water 7,7%, jou basic charge is 7,7%, die sewage is 5,9%, refuse is 5,9%, electricity is 4,9%, die basic charge 4,9%, en jou electricity consumption is 10,3%, hy vat nie 'n plek meer as 10,3%, maar die 2 sit in die achtergrond, en dan gee jy daai syfers, dan sê jy sien hier so, laas, die huidige jaar is die retired persons ding nog nie applicable op hierdie ou nie, maar volgende jaar gaan hy wees, en dan gaan sy maandelikse bil van 8,555 op na 9,215, as jy nog so'n bykie afskrol, dan sê jy vir jou, jou total bill increase per month by 659,8 of 7,7 die totaal, wat vir so duur property goed is. Nou, as ek nou net vinnig die sommetje anders maak, en ek sit daar bo in 2,2 miljoen, en ek sê, hy gaan op na 2,6 miljoen, en al die ander goed hou ons die selle, ons gaan nie verander aan niks nie, dan kan jy sien dat hierdie persoon sy property rates gaan op met 11,9, nee, kom af met 11,9%, so, en sy ding het nie baie opgegaan nie. En met ander woorde, hy kom af en sy totale belastingrekening gaan maar meer word met R142. Ja. So dis die teenpool van die ding. Want hy kom af met daai 11,9% omdat die 220 opgaan na 350 toe.
Ja.
En hy kry ook daai pensionaris afslag.
Ja.
So dis 'n baie handige tool, Avril, wat die ouens kan gebruik. Hulle kan met aftrek van die webblad af, as hulle vashak, my sekretaresse Edwina weet ook hoe hierdie ding werk, so sy het hom op haar rekenaar, ek het hom op my neem, ek is al dag in my kantoor nie.
Gert, thanks for that, I think that is key, and I'll get that from you as well, and we'll circulate that to the ratepayers as well, because let it remove any doubt in people's minds as to what they're going to pay, and that is clearly on that expensive house, it's a 700 rand a month increase of 7-odd%. So that is, yeah, it's above the inflation, but considering the issue of NERSA and electricity and the massive increase we've had in the valuations, it is not that excessive in the grander scheme of things.
Yeah, this takes the sting out of everything.
It does indeed. Yeah. And I think the municipality has been accommodating in terms of that, looking at the increase in the rebate on the values, and also then the reduction by 22% of the cent in the rand rate that's applicable. So let's see how it goes, and hopefully those who are dissatisfied, they must come to the fore and raise their concerns, and I'm sure the municipality will communicate with them and be accommodating as far as is possible.
Yeah. I've showed this to a couple of people, and everybody's is past happiness on this. I've showed my own caucus how it works, and everybody knows how it works now, and it works for them. What you mustn't do is, if your current month's water usage is more than 30 days, I've got one account here that's 25 days, that's a misnomer, because if you use that kiloliters, you just put it in, that gives you a 25-day kiloliters and not a 30 days.
Okay.
So it might skew your model by 10 or 20 rand because okay. we tried that this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye. Ons aan die einde gekom van Vanaandse Case Talk waar ons in gesprek was met die onderburgemeester van Drakensberg Munisipaliteit, Alderman Gert Combrink, en ook David Frost, voorsitter van Parel Ratepayers Association. Baie dankie, menere, en ja, ons kan nie wag dat hy die story dan ook op die die Facebookblad of in die website nie.
Hy gaan op die Facebookblad ook wees en ons gaan hom iemand my gevra, kan ons my WhatsApp nie, maar om hierdie Excel ding op jou phone te doen, dit gaat lol, jy moet hom op rekenaar doen, maar miskien kan die ouwens maar vir my kyk daarna, maar Errol, baie dankie vir die geleentheid wat ons gehad het om hier klompie goed in die open te sit, en dankie David, dat jy so lekker actief deelgeneem het en paar ongemakkelike vrae gevra het, maar ek waardeer dit. Baie dankie vir die luisteraars wat geluister het na ons.
Nee, baie dankie vir die geleentheid ook, Everil, en ook so Gert, baie dankie, en ek is seker ons sal verder gesels vorentoe met betrekking tot die saak.
Ja,
baie dankie, en nou volgende is Wayne S. Week en sy span van Willis & Gallico Begrafenisdienste met hulle program Die Lewensuur Glas. Tot de volgende keer.